We lost a treasure this week, and I mean a national one for New Zealand, a semi-national one for the UK and Australia. For science journalist Tim Radford from The Guardian was a one-off, a natural. He had no degree, did not study science at university, and yet loved it in the best possible way. Just listen to this as Tim shows how one can be enthralled by the best of physics and even the right stuff as space engineers do their bright work on a cosmic scale.
At the end of November 2017, scientists and engineers based at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, fired up a motor that had not been used for 37 years. They sent a command to a spacecraft to ignite a thruster to shift its position and alter the angle of the antenna. Since the spacecraft was 13 billion miles from planet Earth, the command, travelling at the speed of light, took more than 19 hours to reach it. Then the engineers had to wait another 19 hours and 35 minutes to find out whether their manoeuvre had worked. It had. Thrusters puffed bursts of gas from their nozzles for a hundredth of a second to turn the spacecraft fractionally so that its antenna pointed in the desired direction. The command was a simple one, and its success had no immediate significance. It was a test and no more, but the achievement made the broadcast bulletins and news headlines. That is because the spacecraft was Voyager 1, the first man-made object to leave the solar system. It is a twin sister ship to Voyager 2, the only observer to visit the outer planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, before it too began to head for the space between the Sun and the other stars. And in the course of this journey, Voyager had gradually become one of the icons of modern science. It is both an instrument and exemplar, not just of human curiosity, but of the joy, a delight that is intellectual, aesthetic, and emotional, of exploring what is beyond the horizon and beneath the surface of things.
That little craft is still travelling, even though it's small and over 40 years old. It's going on and on outside our solar system. Is it likely to bump into anything, do you think?
It's possible that something might try and intercept it in some unimaginable future. But the timescale of a journey, even at 16 kilometres a second, the timescale of a journey to another star is astronomical, and it's not even pointing at the nearest star. It's just going somewhere in the galaxy. And since the galaxy is moving at some colossal speed, rotating around itself, and all the other stars are dancing up and down in this sort of eternal ballet of the heavens, it may never hit anything, or it may smash into an asteroid, but I don't think so. I think it's not going to hit anything.
It may outlast civilization.
Oh, it will outlast civilization. That's guaranteed. Civilization will not last. No matter how carefully we preserve it, it will not last beyond 5 billion years, because that's when the sun runs out and swells up into an orange or red giant, and certainly consumes Earth and all its artifacts, and everything that we've ever built will be just little cinders floating around in space waiting to be recycled in some other possible civilization.
You could bottle that enthusiasm, don't you think? Tim Radford of The Guardian, who died a few days ago in Sussex, England. And I'll bring you more of his gems in a future science show.